It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In a motion filed yesterday, Dollar Bank is moving to foreclose on the debt-ridden August Wilson Center on Liberty Avenue if court-appointed conservator Judith Fitzgerald can't finalize a deal with 980 Liberty Partners by June 30th. The bank's motion comes 2 days after Judge Lawrence O'Toole of Allegheny Common Pleas Orphans Court authorized the sale of the $40 million property to 980 Liberty Partners, which has plans to build a 200-room luxury hotel on top of the structure. Here to parse through all of what this means for the future of the August Wilson Center is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporter Mark Belko, who has been following this story. Good day, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, thank you. As we look at this latest development, what does this mean for the sale going forward and some of the other elements at play here in the determining the future of the August Wilson Center?
Well, I think it puts a lot of pressure on the conservator to get a deal done before June 30th, either with 980 Liberty Partners or with the foundations and the others who have been sort of on the fringe of this whole thing. She has indicated that she's continuing to work with the foundations, with the developer, and with some of the other parties to try to reach what she calls a global resolution, which would allow the center to continue its mission while permitting the developer to build a hotel.
That term, global resolution, has been thrown around a lot, particularly by Ms. Fitzgerald. What does she mean by global solution?
Well,
global resolution.
Yeah, I think what she means is getting sort of a consensus among all of the parties as to which direction the center should go. Obviously, the foundations and the mayor, the county executive are interested in seeing the mission of the August Wilson Center continue. The developer, on the other hand, has said very bluntly that its primary goal is to build a hotel with the secondary goal of finding a way for the August Wilson Center to continue in the building. So she, I believe, when she talks about a global resolution, is trying to bring those two elements together in some sort of comprehensive agreement.
Now, one of the things that the sale would hinge on to 980 Liberty Partners, and they're looking at the idea of building a 200-room hotel on top of the August Wilson Center, but there have to be studies done to show that that's even feasible. What happens, Mark, if the studies show that the hotel can't be built?
If that happens, the developer walks away, will not pursue the sale, and in essence, everything will be back to square one. And given what Dollar Bank filed yesterday, I would think at that point you're looking pretty seriously at a foreclosure.
So if the hotel can't be built, the Dollar Bank is saying by June 30th they will foreclose.
They are asking for permission from the judge to foreclose. There is a stay on the foreclosure that expires on June 30th. So at that point, they would be ready to go ahead with a foreclosure unless the judge, for some reason, would extend that stay.
And since the judge seems to be a proponent for a resolution other than foreclosure, do you see that June 30th deadline being extended?
You know, it's hard to say because Dollar Bank has been involved in this for over a year now. The August Wilson Center hasn't made a payment on the mortgage since February of 2013. Dollar Bank moved to foreclose in September, and so we're coming up on almost a year now. And during that period, Dollar Bank estimates that it has put another $200, more than $200,000 into maintaining the center, paying the insurance, providing for the utilities. So I guess the question is, at what point is enough? You know, how long does the judge extend this in hopes of getting some sort of agreement, you know, where when Dollar Bank already has been it will be going on a year since Dollar Bank initially filed for foreclosure.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking with Post-Gazette reporter Mark Belko, who has been following the August Wilson Center developments, the latest development occurring yesterday with Dollar Bank moving to foreclose on the debt-ridden center if court-appointed conservator Judith Fitzgerald cannot finalize a deal with 980 Liberty Partners by June 30th. 980 Liberty Partners is looking to build a 200-room luxury hotel on top of the structure. And, of course, as you know, Mark, there is a lot of opposition in the city among political leaders in the city and the state, for that matter, to that plan to build a hotel on top of the August Wilson Center. Judge O'Toole authorized that sale despite opposition from Mayor Peduto, County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, even State Attorney General Kathleen Kane has weighed in on this and expressed her opposition, as well as the city's Urban Redevelopment Authority. And in fact, Mr. Fitzgerald, who is no relation to the conservator, stressed earlier this week that he would continue to fight the sale to 980 Liberty Partners. So with that story playing out, where might that go?
In terms of the opposition?
Right. I mean, they clearly want to see the center saved, but the mission, as they see it, preserved, which is to promote African-American culture, which they don't feel, the opponents don't feel, would be promoted by 980 Liberty Partners.
That's correct. And I think you see some of that playing out in court right now. The ERA has made it clear in its filings that it believes that if the sale goes through, that deed covenants are being violated. Their position is that there's a deed covenant that restricts the use of the building for African American arts and culture, and the URA also has said that nothing can be done structurally with the building, any sort of addition or anything like that, without its consent. And so the URA is taking that tact in court. And I think if the judge ends up authorizing the sale to 980 Liberty Partners, my guess is that you would see appeals to a higher court. Stressing that no sale can take place, with these deed covenants in place. Now, Dollar Bank disputes that. You know, there's some legal question as to whether those covenants apply in this situation. But I think that's sort of where the battle will continue to be.
Right. And in a statement, the mayor's chief of staff, Kevin Ackland, said the August Wilson Center is a public asset, and what is most important is that the nonprofit mission be the primary focus. Also, J.J. Abbott, a spokesman for Kathleen Kane, said in a statement that we will continue to work with all parties, including the court, to find a resolution that best protects the public investment in the center's mission. So with all of this outside pressure, how much does that weigh on the whole outcome here?
I think it's a factor. But one of the things that the judges is obviously going to have to weigh is that outside pressure against what the facts of the case are. And Dollar Bank has stated in its filings that under the law, the conservator is required to accept the high bid for the property. So that's $9.5 million. That's to 980 Liberty Partners. The judge in one of the previous hearings had expressed some frustration with some of the opposition, in the sense that while there are lots of people out there who are saying we want to see the mission preserved, no one really has stepped forward with sort of an alternative plan to what has been presented by 980 Liberty Partners, and no one has stepped forward with a bid that matches that or exceeds what the developer has offered. So that's where, the judge has been saying if there's another offer out there or if there's another way of doing this, he wants to see it. And so far, there has not been no one has been able to find sort of that common ground or resolution to preserve the mission while paying Dollar Bank what it is owed.
Well, there is this bid that was submitted by the Pittsburgh Foundation, Heinz Endowments, and the Richard King Mellon Foundation to buy the center with the goal of preserving its mission. Now, it is a lower bid, and as you reported, the three foundations originally offered $4 million for the building. They then withdrew that bid, and then they returned to the table last week with a $5 million bid. So is anybody kind of looking at that potential investment and saying that this could be the way to go?
Well, I think that's part of the so-called global resolution that's being discussed. Having the foundations involved in some way, while at the same time having the developer involved, how that plays out, I don't know. One of the issues that pops up with the foundation's bid, the $5 million bid, is that if that were accepted by the court, Dollar Bank still would have the ability to, in essence, to reject that and call in, the loan, the money that's due, the $7 million that's due. So they can use the $7 million that they are owed and trump the $5 million bid and take the property.
We're talking with Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporter Mark Belko. He's been following developments related to the August Wilson Center. And a lot of people around the city have weighed in. Certainly there have been a lot of comments online. I'm sure you've seen them from people who have opinions about what should be done for the August Wilson Center going forward. Mark, what are some of the comments that have struck you in particular that you found particularly intriguing?
I'm not sure I can say. I have looked at the comments online, and there seems to be a lot of sentiment that the bank should be paid, that the high bid should get the property, and that everyone should move on. But I'm not sure how much of that translates into what is actually the sentiment in the community, because it's hard to gauge by, 20 online comments or 50 online comments, what the true, sentiment in the community is. There seems to be that opinion out there that, it's time to move on, to accept a high bid. That's about all I can say on that.
There does seem to be sort of a visceral reaction from people, though, and it's because of August Wilson and who he was, what he means to the city, and the pride that the city takes in his accomplishments as a Pulitzer Prize winner and such an influential playwright. If at the end of the day this ends up being about satisfying debt, or doing the most financially feasible thing going forward, will there be some level of disappointment or just dissatisfaction that the legacy of August Wilson will not have been properly honored?
Oh, I'm sure that will be the case in you know, some quarters. You know, one of the issues with the 980 Liberty Partner bid is that while it is hoping to it is offering to provide free space for the August Wilson Center, the August Wilson Center will not be the name of the facility anymore. You know, there may be a section of it called the August Wilson Center, but it will not be, you know, prominent. And I think, you know, there's, you know, when people hear that and people think about that, I think there, you know, there's some disappointment in that, because as you said, August Wilson is, you know, cherished in this community. You know, he has brought a lot of attention to this community and has made a lot of Pittsburgh people proud. And, you know, to lose that as part of this deal, I think would be a disappointment to a lot of people.
If it ends up being approved as a hotel, would the building then be named for, you know, whatever the hotel is called, the company that buys it and turns it into a hotel facility?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what would happen, or there would be some renaming of the facility, you know, whether it's you know, the hotel name or, you know, some other type of name that's given to it. But the developer has indicated that the August Wilson name would go away in terms of its, you know, in terms of the building being called the August Wilson Center for African American Culture.
With regard to yesterday's developments, do you get the sense, Mark, that Dollar Bank is saying that, you know, we are ready to foreclose, that this is what they want to have happen as a resolution to all of this, that they want to get their money back in the end? Or is it about Dollar Bank saying, you know, we're still behind whatever's best for everybody, but we want to remind you that we still have the power to do this and the right to do this by June 30th?
I think it's a little bit of both of that. I think the bank said in the filing that it supports the efforts of you know, Ms. Fitzgerald to get an agreement. And I think that it would be that if there were a global resolution to this, I think it would be very open to that. But I also think what it is saying in its filing is that, in essence, it has had enough. That, you know, it's been more than a year. It has been patiently going through this process. It has been putting money into the center to keep it, you know, to maintain it, to provide for the insurance and so forth, and that there has to be an end to this. And so I think it's not just sort of posturing when it says, you know, after June 30th, we want to foreclose. I think that is definitely what it intends to do if there is no agreement.
Mark Belko is a reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's been following all of the developments on the August Wilson Center and brings us up to date with the latest. Mark, thank you so much for your time and your insights. We really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Coming up, we'll look at summer movies with Pittsburgh City Paper reviewer Al Hoff. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.